RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's edition of Song 2. It's the one you click on and are immediately saying to yourself that this cannot be correct. You'll have examples to hand, and just like cliff becomes cave, becomes arch, becomes stump, you realise that there is a wee bit of truth to it. Here, Nathan and Egg from the really rather good Porridge do exactly this thing. Check out what they have to say, and while I have your attention, go ahead and pre-order Teething, their forthcoming album. It's going to be mega.
Hey, this is Egg from Porridge, and you're listening to Today Radio.
The very last thing that I have is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argued that the second song on any given album is the album's best or at least most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree and to speak a little bit on track listing. So, Porridge, is the second track on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
No. I disagree. I think the most important track on an album is track one.
Mm.
I disagree.
Well, we can fight. We can fight. I think it's the track one is the, you know, it's the way that you open the door. The album is the house on the inside, but like the way that you get into the house, I think is like really important. It sets the tone, it sets the pacing. I think track one for me would be the most important, and then the second most important would be the last track.
That was my answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's how you leave the house.
It's how you leave the house. You can go in the house and you can trash the place and you can clean it up, or you can like make it tidy. And then on the way out, if you close the door nicely, it's like you had the experience of your life. You never know what happened.
How you leave a world as well. It's like how you transition. It's about the transitions, I guess. It's transitioning into a moment and transitioning out of the moment.
Yeah. But also I think it depends on how you listen to records these days. Like a lot of it is, you know, a lot of people are doing bitty bits of song, like jumping in on a certain track, jumping on another. And I think as a like an avid album listener,
yeah,
I think for me it's all about the journey. You know, I think that's one of the precious things about listening to a record in whole. It is the way that the record flows as a whole. And I think for me, those sort of standpoints, it's something we think about quite a lot when putting together things. It's like, it's how this is going to make you feel. It's the journey that you go on. It's whether the listener's attention is maintained. It's all this sort of stuff. So I think there's like definitely key hit points. So I can see where you're coming from with the second track being important. It's the one that you want to maintain the hook.
What I will say is our second track is a banger. So it does fit in with that. When I would rather in the naked jump of every day. Now there's no joy, no quiet as I'll wish my life away.
It is a facetious argument, basically, to try and kickstart conversations, because we have lost that track listing and the whole album listen that we used to have maybe 10 or 15 yeah. years ago, particularly with the way that the algorithm kicks things around. So it's really nice to get that viewpoint about how you put a Porridge LP together. Was there an argument, though, in relation to how you were going to structure the album, or did that flow quite naturally across all the members?
No, I think we kind of figured it out quite naturally. There was a kind of, we swapped a few things around but in the room, but it was kind of...
Yeah. We
just played, yeah.
There was a moment where we were sat in the room at the final stages of the record, and it was us four, David and David's son, all sat in this room. I think we ordered pizza. I think we just went out for a bit, came back, and we listened to the record as a whole, and we all just went, yeah, that's it. That's the how it should be. That's the way it should go. And I think it was just like boxed off like that there and then.
Mm. And we had champagne and tequila.
Yeah, we had champagne and tequila.
Right, which probably changed the order slightly. So I'll ask one question. Yeah. There was no pineapple on the pizza, was there?
No chance.
Good. I actually didn't even eat pizza.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like pineapple on pizza.
Oh, do you?
I'm putting it out there.
Nathan, we can be friends. Egg and I are done.
You need to get over it, man. You need to get over it.